the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'd say hi to Cheryl first. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Larry.
You do such amazing things. You know, I don't think I've ever thanked you in a certain way. I mean, you probably were working every day this week, and here you are on a Saturday, as you often are, with a great match to share with us.
It's my pleasure. We love the opportunity to share their stories, and so it's worth the effort, and I hope everyone enjoys hearing about them.
What's a typical day for you like at Big Brothers Big Sisters, if there is any such thing? This is Cheryl Jones, by the way.
Well, I spend a lot of time trying to find activities and tickets and things to, for matches to do together so they can build their relationship, and so the burden doesn't always fall on the volunteer to come up with the ideas or pay for the activities. So I try to source out some things and build partnerships with the community so that the matches can get out and about. And I work on our website, and I just do a variety of different things.
You never think about those things that need to be done by people to make this all work. And I'll bet you if you have something for kids, maybe an art studio, or maybe you're involved in a culinary arts program where people can learn to cook in a professional kitchen, or maybe you've got something very special to offer, you could give Cheryl a call and develop a relationship with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We're always looking for new opportunities.
And it's good to have you here. And today we have John A. and we have Ran here with us. And I'll start with John A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear yourself okay? I can hear you okay. How old are you?
11.
And who is in your family? Can you tell me about your family? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
And what are their names?
Naraya, Johnny, and Jay Bear.
And are you the oldest?
No.
Are you the youngest?
No.
It's complicated. You're in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
How old are your brothers and sisters?
My sister's 11, my brother's 8, and my other brother's 4, I think.
That's a lot of family members. And one thing that I'm imagining, I'll bet it's very, very nice to have a big sister like Ran that you get all to yourself. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought. What do you like, you yourself, what kinds of things do you like to do?
I like to go bowling and go swimming.
Very good. Have you ever had a strike in bowling? Have you ever knocked all the pins down?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's impressive. Where do you swim? Is there a pool near where you live? No. Where do you go to school?
Fulton.
Oh, I've been to Fulton. It's a great, great school. Let's meet Ran, should we? Okay. Ran is right here. Hi, Ran.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, let's use the right microphone. Hi. Hi, Ran. There she is. That's much better. I've been up for a long, long time. It happens every now and then. So, Ran, tell me about yourself first. What do you do?
I'm a graduate student. I'm getting my PhD in psychology right now at CMU. And I guess we've been matched since August. So it's a relatively young match, but it's been really awesome. I love being Johnny's big sister because she's, in addition to being very, very bright and creative, she's super open-minded about the things we do. And so we have our usual things that we do, like we go swimming together. We actually like to play ping pong, I think it was your first time, right? Yeah, so it was our first time playing together, and then we've done it repeatedly a couple of times since then. So we have our usual activities, but then we like to try all kinds of new things that we have never done before. And Big Brothers and Big Sisters has been an amazing resource for that because we do all the things that Cheryl comes up with, and it's great fun for us.
Hey, Johnny, can you tell me about some of the special, like, something that you would never have done before had it not been for Rand, like something new? Like, did you do anything, like, really crazy or that it's like, if somebody had asked you 2 years ago, do you think you'll ever do this? You know, and you would have said, I can't imagine I would, but you did it.
Yeah.
What can you think of?
What did we do? Oh, yeah, piano.
Piano? What did you do with the piano?
Played songs.
And where is a piano that you played? Where did you find it? At Rand's house? Or that's pretty cool. How did you like it?
Good.
What else do you like to do when the two of you are together?
I like to do arts and crafts.
Do you? What do you like to make?
Cards and decorations.
That's very nice. It must be really nice to give a card to somebody after you make it. What kinds of materials do you use? What do you use to draw with when you make a card or to print with?
We have these fun little crayons that you have to keep unwrapping the paper to find more crayon after you use it. So we use that. We use stickers.
That's very nice. Yeah. That sounds like a good thing to do. Do you like school? Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Yeah.
What is it?
Gym.
You like gym? What are you doing in gym now?
We play different games and sports.
And do you play in any organized sports? Are you on any teams? You mentioned swimming, liking to swim before. Do you play on any teams at all?
I used to.
What team did you used to play on?
A basketball team.
And do you still like playing basketball?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's a tough sport. I was never very good at basketball.
Johnny's also a cheerleader.
You are?
Yes.
Well, that's very nice. Who do you cheer for?
The Gators.
And the Gators are in Garfield, right? Yeah, I've met a few Gators before. How do their cheers go? Do you remember any of the cheers? You don't. You don't have to do one. Do they still say, like, that's all right, that's okay, we're going to beat them every way?
Yeah.
That one stood the test of time, I think. So have you ever gone to see Rand's graduate school office? I suspect she has this really huge office at Carnegie Mellon. They usually give graduate students these giant offices with a secretary. And is that what it looks like?
Yes.
She's joking.
I don't think so. If Carnegie Mellon gets wind of this... it's probably a little small, I think. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Be a teacher.
Really? How come?
I just like math.
Do you? What's the name of the teacher you have now?
Miss Williams.
Is she good at teaching math?
Yeah.
What are you learning with math now?
Right now, we're doing... subtracted decimals.
That's hard. That's good that she's teaching you that. You're in sixth grade? I'm trying to guess.
Fifth.
Sorry about that. You look a little older. Someday you're going to wish that people said the opposite. It's so nice to talk to you. Rand, how is this experience? This is your first match?
Yes, this is my first match.
And people may be wondering how your life is different now than it used to be. Can you share any of that?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, we've done a lot of things that even I have never done before. So most recently, we went to an acting class together, and that was organized by Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that was really cool for both of us. But in a more general sense, you know, I think as much as I try to teach Jonae things and skills, I think I'm learning just as much from her. And I guess I've had a pretty sheltered upbringing, which I feel lucky for. But I think that being sort of a part of each other's lives has opened each other up to different ideas and different communities that we wouldn't have otherwise been exposed to.
Isn't that neat that you're helping Ran grow and learn about things and discover new things about herself and about the world? I mean, you're helping her do that. And hopefully she's helping you too, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ran.
Oh, no, it's fine. And she comes up with all kinds of cool things to teach me, like I really wanted to share this particular joke.
Oh, I love
that she made up, and I love it. It's one of my favorite jokes in the world because it's a pun, and she just made it up one day when we were making homemade popcorn in a kettle, and we had a big bowl, and we were putting the popcorn into the big bowl, and Johnny just made up this song, and I tell everyone this. So will you sing it with me?
It would be really
Please?
Nice.
Okay, ready? Want me to start and join in? Okay. Here we go. Popcorn. Are you going to sing? Okay. Here we go. Popcorn. Here we go.
The popcorn's going to the Super Bowl.
Here we go. The popcorn's going to the Super Bowl.
It was a very big bowl. And,
I like it.
You know, I love that was the first thing she thought of. Yeah.
I have to admit, that I did not get that at first. The popcorn is going to the Super Bowl.
That's right. It's very clever. She just came up with it.
You're a very clever young lady. Well, I have a pass for you, I hope. Deep in my... Yes, I do. This is to go to the Children's Museum. And cool. I think you would especially... And you can use it any day you want.
But we're going to do it today as our little birthday celebration for her.
Oh, when's your birthday?
It was... Thursday.
Happy birthday. You might enjoy the make shop and the art studio because there are things you can make in both places. You mentioned that you enjoy making cards. The art studio, you can paint. There's real materials that artists use. You can make paper. You can do silk screens. And the make shop has industrial sewing machines and soldering. I also have a radio patch for each of you.
Oh, cool.
And is there anything else you'd like to say, Jonae? I meant to ask if you wanted to say hi to anybody who might be listening, any family members or friends.
My mom and my grandparents.
Wonderful. And Ran, anything else that you maybe wanted to say?
I just want to give a quick shout out to... my mom and dad and my biological sister, who are right outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia right now, and to my boyfriend, Patrick, who's probably listening at home.
You better be Patrick. Let's say a little code here, okay? Patrick, the number is 6. That's a little secret note. So when you see Ray later, make sure you say the number is 6. And if he doesn't say that,
that's right.
You can get him in trouble. It's our little secret. Let's change it. It's 8. It's 8, Patrick. We just changed it. It's 8. That's to make sure he stays listening. I might change the number for the rest of the show. Cheryl, anything you wanted to add?
Well, I just am glad that we were able to share the song because it was awesome. I'm glad we got to hear that, and I'm glad they got to... they are a relatively new match, but they are off to a great start, and I'll be really curious to see how their match develops. And it's the years to come, and hopefully they'll hang together for a while. So.
I love that Super Bowl. I'm going to keep thinking about that. That really was very clever, Jade. Thank you very much for being here with us. And
thank you so much for having us.
Keep in touch. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.